Blog Talk Radio.
Let your power fall when your name is called. Prove the doubters wrong. God, you're still mighty and strong. So fight this battle for me and help my unbelief, so I can tell all my friends
you won again,
that you have won again. Let your power flow. That you have won again. Anybody need the power in here?
We need it.
Come on, let your power fall. When your name is called, prove the doubters wrong. Every time they talked about me, every time they lied on me, God, you're mighty.
Amen, amen. I don't care how old that song get. I'm going to always love Let Your Power Fall. In case you were wondering, that's Zacardi Cortez and James Fortune. The name of that song is Let Your Power Fall. Amen. God bless you, everybody. God bless you, and welcome to another live broadcast of God's Word to Man. I am your dear brother, Brother Manny. And I'm so happy that you joined us today. Hey, even if you're going to join and listen to the recording later, God bless you. Wherever you are, I hope that you're prospering and that you are in good health, great health, even as your soul prospers. Amen. Tonight is open line night on God's Word to Man, where we come to you with a topic of discussion. And tonight is no different. Like every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, you can call in with your comment, your question, and even a prayer request if you have one. We'll do our very best to accommodate you. Amen. Amen. Tonight's topic is Halloween okay to celebrate in the church? Is Halloween okay to celebrate in the church? I'm glad you're here to join the discussion. We're going to give you a brief overview of the origins of Halloween in our discussion and how celebratory activities have been adopted by some so-called Christian churches. And I want to know what you think. Is this a situation where it's okay to celebrate Halloween in the church? Some churches think so. And so they do a variation or their version, I should say, of Halloween, and they may call it something else, trunk or treat or fall festival, Christian festival, fall fest, whatever it is. I'd like to know what you think. And so the number to call in is 563-999-3552. Again, that number is 563-999-3552. And as always, I am never alone. I don't come on here alone by myself because I like having multiple voices. I like hearing multiple perspectives. This is more of a dialogue and discussion on Tuesday nights, although I know Rev, he does a lot of the teaching. Amen. And I appreciate that. But I do want you to call in and give your question, comment, and even, as I said, if you have a prayer request. So without further ado, I'm going to bring on a man. I'm going to first bring on my sister, my big sister, Sister Jeanette. Sister Jeanette, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Good afternoon, and God bless.
Amen. God bless. Thank you so much for joining us today. And I'm going to bring on my brother, Pastor Joseph Murphy of the Caring Church of Memphis. Rev, are you there?
Amen. God bless, Brother Manny. God bless, Sister Jeanette.
Bishop.
Amen. Amen. So I'm going to go ahead and say a quick prayer. Or you know what? I'm going to have my big sister say the prayer to open us up. Amen. Sister, do you mind saying a quick prayer for us?
Absolutely not. Dear God, in your Son, Jesus Christ's mighty name, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity, dear Lord. Thank you, God, for us coming together on one accord in an agreement with your word, Lord God, in your Son, Jesus Christ's mighty name. Thank you for my brother, the bishop, joining us, Lord God. We thank you for how you restored his body, dear Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for all your mercy and grace upon us. Lord God, we thank you for our listeners. In your Son, Jesus Christ, mighty name. As we go forward with this law conversation, Lord God, should the saints celebrate Halloween, Lord God, we pray that every word that we speak, every conversation that we give, everything that we talk about, Lord, may it be received in love, Lord God, and that the people may get the wisdom from what we're delivering to them. In your Son, Jesus Christ, mighty name, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Go ahead, Rev. I'll turn it over to you.
Amen. So I think the importance of or the wisdom in really answering that question really has to start with understanding the origin of Halloween and how it came to be. But I also think well, I'll just go into that, and then we'll just go from there. So, as we know, the Roman Catholic Church, as the Roman government went about conquering, they brought basically their religion, which was Catholicism, the Catholic Church, and as they began to spread, in various countries and everywhere they went. They began to encounter different practices and beliefs of the various places that they would go. And so there were these people that were referred to as the Celtics. And they had some very outlandish and demonic practices surrounding various times of the year, fall in particular, which is where they began to adopt some things around the day that it became to be known as Halloween. And so how that day came into existence is the Catholic Church celebrated November 1st as what they called All Saints Day. And so what the thought behind All Saints Day was to honor the saints that had passed away, and so they wanted to honor them in some sort of specific way that will be noted on the calendar every year, which will be November 1st. Some of our most notable saints in particular was Paul and Peter, and you will find that a lot of your Catholic churches carry the name St. Peter, St. Paul. Because they were two of their major saints. In particular, Peter, because Peter really is the basis and foundation for Catholicism. Because when Peter answered to Jesus who he was, when Jesus asked who men say I am, and Peter exclaimed, "Thou art the Christ." And Jesus said, in response to that, "And thou art Peter," and that flesh and blood did not reveal that to Peter, but it was through the Holy Spirit that this revelation came unto him. And on this rock, the church will be built. Well, the Catholic Church took that to mean literally on the name of Peter, when which what Jesus was referring to was the truth that Peter told through the unctioning of the Holy Spirit. But again, the Catholic Church took it and ran it, and like I said, ran with it, and Peter became one of their major saints along with Apostle Paul. And so there were other saints, and I don't really want to get into that because we can be all day with that, but they set aside November 1st as a celebration to celebrate the saints, which, like I said, it was called All Saints Day. And so what then happened in response to that was this belief by the Celtics that they wanted to establish a day in celebration and in conjunction with the fall festival, but it became a demonic day. Now, the word Halloween in itself is not demonic. Most people think it is, but it really is not. If it's really a compound word meaning Holy Eve, the Eve of All Saints Day. So it's Holy Eve. What's holy? Well, the next day, which is November 1st, so it's the Eve, much like Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve. But what made it become demonic was that they began to take on these practices and start believing that the saints would rise from the dead and come on the earth and began to pillage and plunder. And so they said, well, we'll dress up in costumes so they won't recognize us because, you know, according to the folklore, if the people didn't have anything to give, then they were killed. And so this is where you get this practice of dressing up, coming from, and then, you know, the devil perverts everything he puts his hands on. And so it went from that to what we have today, which is demonic activity at its highest level. On October 31st, you will find human sacrifices. You will find animal sacrifices that take place on October 31st. And so what ended up happening is the Catholic Church began to get wind of this. Now, I have to throw this in here too. There's multiple sects of the Catholic Church. And the reason that's important is there's a part of the Catholic Church that follows in this demonic practice, not only in that manner, but they believe in what's called also another day, which is referred to as the Day of the Dead. And again, I don't want to get off into that as well, because they also believe that, you know, that these saints can come and grant them this and that, and it's all demonic. But there was another portion of the Catholic Church who said, hey, listen, we need to take this day and claim it as a day of positivity and put a positive spin on it and see if we can use it to evangelize and bring people into the Catholic Church. And so this is what the Catholic Church ended up, Roman Catholic Church ended up doing. They adopted their version of what Halloween was supposed to look like, and tried to clean it up from this demonic moniker that it had. And it actually worked from the perspective that it did start increasing membership within the Catholic Church. Again, it's important to note that Halloween, Easter, and Christmas are all days that are pagan holidays. These 3 days are not found in the Bible. You will not find, obviously, Halloween. You will not find Easter, because Easter is another pagan holiday that was established around the seasons. Obviously, Christmas was adopted around what was called the winter solstice, which happened, I believe, between somewhere in the late 8th, you know, December 18, 19, through like the 21st or, the, you know, 22nd in there. And so then it got adopted into this thing called a Mass for Christ. That's what the word Christmas means, a Mass for Christ. And so because the Roman Catholic Church was the big religion of the day, these ideals were pushed upon everybody and every religion that was influenced by Catholicism. Back in that day, you pretty much either walked in Judaism or you were a Catholic or a Gentile. You weren't part of any religion. And so those were kind of the major things that went on in that day and time. I know that was kind of a long explanation, but that this is really how it came about. And so many churches that began to spawn out of the Roman Catholic Church, many denominations that began to come about, also adopted some practices and tried to polish up this day called Halloween. Like I said, like you said, some people call it Trunk or Treat. Some people have called it Hallelujah Night. Some people have referred to it, you know, as Fall Festival. There's various things. And so my concern is this, that there's not enough people, period, whether in church or out of church, who really understand the significance of what it initially started as and what potentially can come from it if you're not participating from a knowledge-based place, number one, and from a place of trying to bring a greater understanding to the day itself. And so, you know, not that you're asking my opinion, in my most humblest opinion, if a church has an event surrounding October 31st or Halloween, and they want to call it something else, to me, it would be very responsible for them to not only just simply have a mechanism by which candy is given away, but they teach the parents and they teach the children the origin of how it came about, how there was a demonic practice around it, so that people are making informed decisions, like not sending their children to school in witches' costumes or warlock costumes or any costumes that identify with the demonic side of it, because there are demonic spirits that's attached to these things, and you don't want to be opening doors to any level of demonic realm by dressing your children up in any sort of demonic costumes or practicing any kind of demonic rituals, playing the Ouija board or any other demonic games that's associated with the demonic realm. And so I'll yield right now, and we can get into a couple other things after a while.
Hey, man. Yeah, that was a lot to unpack, but very informative, good historical background here, and I hope people are listening. And obviously, you know, I want people to be able to go do their own research. You know, just don't listen to us and what we're saying. Definitely do. Go just type it. Listen, Google is a powerful search engine. Just Google the information. Go, you know, read historically what has happened. You know, there are a lot of websites, you know, History Channel website, mm-hmm. Encyclopedia, Britannica, any religious sites that you can find that has information on it, and just read up on it, watch videos. I mean, there have even been a few people who have done videos on TikTok and YouTube about this very mm-hmm. topic, and that's why I want to come to Jeanette, because Jeanette posted something, and please forgive me, I still haven't watched those two videos, but I want you to kind of talk about some of the information that you found, Jeanette, and as it pertains to just Christians celebrating Halloween today.
Okay, I was, you know what, this, the bishop giving his take on everything, I feel kind of hypocritical. I'll be very transparent because I believe through transparency, others will be okay with, you know, speaking on how they feel. They won't be ashamed to speak out or speak up. Because as the bishop just said, like if a church does celebrate it, in his opinion, it would be important for the church leaders to inform the members what this day actually represents, what Halloween represents, or I forget how you pronounce the word, but I believe it's spelled S-A-M-H-A-I-N. I'm not for sure. As Emmanuel said, you know, you can do your own research because the Celtics called Halloween something else. So,
yes, Samhain.
Samhain, there you go. And see, it's pronounced different ways in Russia and things like that, but yeah. So originally it wasn't called Halloween, it was called Samhain, and that's how the Celtics they celebrated talking to their dead ancestors and stuff like that. But yeah, so I did post two videos on my Facebook page, Jeanette Murphy, on my Facebook page. I think it was Sunday that I posted those two videos. Very informative videos. But I'm just interested in asking the bishop what should be done about Christmas, because I do enjoy celebrating Christmas. And I've known for a very, very long time that Jesus was not born in the winter, and I've always spoke my kid. I've been very transparent with my kids about no Santa, just basically everything our mother told us. You understand what I'm saying? But it does seem to be the happiest time of the year when people are most loving toward each other. But more importantly, it's just a jolly season. So I'm just interested because I'm telling people you don't supposed to dress up, because on two of the videos that I posted, it says that if you're dressing your child up as a witch or as a killer or as a joker, then you're placing curses upon your children of these characters. So when you do that, when you put a pumpkin at your door, you're inviting demons into your home. So I'm just wondering what curses, if any, are we attaching ourselves to concerning Christmas?
Amen.
So that's a good question, Jeanette. And there's a very, very easy answer. So here's the thing. This is why I said it the way I said it as far as Halloween. And again, people, like my brother said, go do the research for yourself. But from my opinion, now, I didn't always have this opinion. I used to say that the church should not celebrate Halloween in no alternative fashion whatsoever. But I can be transparent and say I was wrong. I don't find anything wrong with the church having a celebration to explain to people, children and adults, about what the Celtic practices were, and then explain to them how the Roman Catholic Church came along and tried to make it something not demonic and use it from a perspective of getting members to come into to church. And it worked. The attendance in the Roman Catholic Church grew because of their alternative to what Halloween originally was and to their version of what Christmas became versus it being just about this winter solstice. Now, there's nothing wrong with setting aside any day. So let's not get caught up, not us, but I'm saying people should not be getting caught up on a day and say, well, we set aside a day to commemorate whatever. Well, there's nothing wrong with that as long as it is not doesn't have anything demonic tied to it. Well, if it's okay to set aside a day to celebrate and commemorate something that doesn't have anything tied to it, demonic, then we're being kind of hypocritical by saying, well, then people shouldn't celebrate Halloween or people shouldn't celebrate Christmas. No, they shouldn't celebrate Halloween the way the Celtics celebrated it. People shouldn't celebrate Christmas the way the pagans celebrate this. We know Jesus most likely was born in September, so we know he was not born in December, and definitely not December 25th. But is there anything wrong with people celebrating the birth of Christ on December 25th? The answer is it is not. But it becomes something wrong when we turn it into something else, as the world has, turning into the highest commercialized day in the world, and taking the importance of what the day was set aside by the Roman Catholic Church to mean, which was a mass for Christ, a service for Christ. Now there's something wrong when we're not honoring it from that perspective. So I would never tell anybody not to celebrate Christmas. What I would tell somebody is, if you're going to celebrate Christmas, celebrate it in the fashion that brings honor and glory to God. You're right, Jeanette. It is a very Christian thing to do, to give to people. And again, we're not being so legalistic or dogmatic that we say that, well, you just do that one time a year. No, we can actually celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ whenever we want to, June, July, whatever month you want to celebrate it. So we don't have to get caught up that way, nor do we need to get caught up with giving gifts only on December 25th. And so I would not tell anybody, well, then stop celebrating Christmas. Well, then we got to stop celebrating all the pagan holidays, Christmas, Halloween, and Easter, because Easter is surrounding a pagan god. Even if people go and do their research, the goddess of fertility, which is where you get the eggs from, and the bunnies. Somebody tell me what chocolate, bunnies, and eggs have to do with the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The answer is absolutely nothing. But again, the world, through the influence of Satan, has a way of taking significance away from things that are important, in particular the birth of Jesus Christ and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. But this is why I say these days should be filled with information, and not just candy on Easter, candy and new clothes on Easter, Easter baskets and bonnets, gifts on Christmas, turkey dinners on Christmas, candy on Halloween. No, they need to be filled with information, not just celebration. And so I wouldn't be opposed if a church wanted to do something and it was going to bring kids into a safer environment than having kids knock on doors, which to me is extremely dangerous, but was part of the Celtic practice. I would feel better if kids and parents were going to a church parking lot where there was a trunk or treat. But it needs to be informational. It doesn't just need to be the passing out of candy. If you want to dress your child up, dress them up like the saints or the prophets or the disciples or Jesus or something of that nature, if you just want to do a costume. But it should be more informational than anything else. And that goes for all of these days. And so if we're not going to celebrate one because it's pagan, then we shouldn't celebrate any of them. But that's not, I'm not for that. I'm for us teaching people what really happened, why it happened, how the Roman Catholic Church adopted it, and not only tried but successfully shifted it away from that and brought a different meaning. And then, of course, like I said, a part of this Catholic Church, then they just took another turn. But you can't throw away the baby with the bathwater. Did that answer your question, Sister Jeanette? Hello.
Oh, I think her call dropped by accident. Okay. Oh, let me see if I can bring her back on. I didn't notice that. Are you still there?
Hello.
Jeanette?
Yeah. The devil didn't want me to hear his answer, so all of a sudden my call just dropped.
Did you hear anything I said?
No, I absolutely, as soon as the call dropped, I called right back. So I heard everything that you said. As soon as it dropped, I called right back, and I heard you because you were saying that you're not saying that they can't celebrate it, but if they choose to celebrate it, they are to inform their members about the true meaning and how to stay away from the demonic side of it, which is my next question, which poses my next question. Because on one of the YouTube videos, the young lady said that you can't take anything that's dark and get light from it. So that's my next question to you. Can you take something as dark as All Saints Day or Halloween or Samhain? Can you take something as dark as that and get something light from it? Or Christmas, for that matter, since you mentioned Christmas, because you really hurt my heart with that, because I really, really love – it's like I said, it's the happiest time of the year, even though – some people are probably fake with their love, but it is so much joy surrounded around Christmas. And I've always, just as Mom taught us, look, you know, this is not about gifts. It's about the birth of Jesus Christ. And then we didn't know that he wasn't born. Back then we didn't know he wasn't born in December. We thought he was, well, I did. I don't know about you guys. So I won't speak for you guys. But later on, as I became an adult, I realized, okay, they're saying he wasn't born in December. So I always taught my kids there's no Santa Claus. There's nobody getting in the chimney, coming down the chimney to bring you presents. It's actually me. I didn't dress them up for Halloween. They didn't participate in stuff like that. So I've pretty much, you know what I'm saying, kind of said, like, well, I'll buy candy. You all can have your own candy at home, but you won't be going trick-or-treating and stuff like that. But this is the real meaning of Halloween. So as for Christmas, like I said, my next question would be, can you take something that's meant for darkness or demonic and bring light up out of it?
Yeah, so go ahead, Manny. I'm sorry.
No, I just wanted to say I do apologize, Jeanette. I had my head down reading while Pastor was talking, and I didn't even see that your call had dropped, so I apologize for that. So I just wanted to kind of just throw something out there. I was going to say it previously, but I wanted Pastor to get his answer there. I just think that when you do the history, it's like when you know better, you do better, right? And I don't think we have to throw the baby out with the bathwater, right? I think we can celebrate the birth of Christ and call it just that. We could call it Christmas and celebrate the birth of Christ. I think that Halloween is a different animal, because I don't see any benefit from celebrating Halloween in any way. Right, because even the costumes and the jack-o'-lanterns, they all have a demonic significance attached to it, right? So unless it's a total, like, event where you're just educating, right? You're just educating about Halloween, and you're educating about the birth of Christ during that time. You know, you're educating about the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus during Resurrection Sunday. That's why a lot of churches call it Resurrection Sunday and not Easter. I think as Christians, we tend to assimilate with society. One of the scriptures that Mom used to always quote is, we have to be in the world but not of the world. That we are new creatures and old things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. And as you continue to really spend time with God and in his word, and you do your research also, because a lot of things, as Pat says, not in the Bible, but as you do your research, it is like a personal kind of preference, right? Even with the way that, you know, raising children. Once you understand the origins of something and why something exists, it's then your responsibility to kind of right the ship, you know, and not, like, as you said, throw the baby out with the bathwater, but kind of adapt to the information that you have and share the information in such a way where people are educated and can make their own decisions. At the end of the day, the pastors in the church, they could say whatever and do whatever, but people are still going to do what they want to do at home. So that's just like my two cents as far as what should go on in the church and among Christians and the body of believers. Once you understand the correct information, you've been given the correct information, you have to kind of tailor and adjust based on what your situation is and your relationship with the Lord. So that's my 1.5 cents. Go ahead, Pastor.
Yeah, and I want to be clear, too. When I'm talking about having an alternative to Halloween, to Halloween, because, again, the word Halloween is not demonic. It means, so to have an alternative to the way the Celtics establish it, I'm saying we educate the people from a perspective of letting them know the significance of everything about it, including the jack-o'-lantern. So I'm not advocating like the things that are demonic about that day. No, we need to educate people and tell them. That's why I mentioned the costumes, the witch costume and the warlocks and the wizards and all of that. We need to educate them and tell them, hey, listen, if you just have to dress your child up, then dress them up as something biblical. If you just have to dress your child up, if you want to do that, because you're right, assimilation has been a part of the culture since the start of culture. You know what I mean? We can see it all in the Old Testament moving forward. But to me, information is the key. And so when we begin to tell people, yes, what the jack-o'-lantern represented was this sense by which people set them on a porch and they were supposed to capture the demonic spirits that came to their houses. And so when you tell somebody that, then my expectation is then now parents are not going to have a jack-o'-lantern at their home. The church is not going to have a jack-o'-lantern at the church. You know what I mean? We're not going to have this pumpkin carving foolishness. You know what I mean? We're not going to have people coming to the church alternative dressed up. And, you know, because, again, the problem has been for some churches, I'm not saying all, is that we have just said, let's have an alternative, but we really haven't put an educational spin on it or an informative spin so that people understand. So now you have kids showing up at churches dressed up, you know, in some things that could necessarily bring about open doors, you know, to demonic influence and oppression and so forth. And so, yeah, so that's why I say, you know, we have to be informative. And so the things, and when I use the terminology, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater, that's what I mean. So what the Roman Catholic Church did to try to wash the demonic taint off of it was a good gesture. But now those of us who are not part of the Roman Catholic Church and are part of the body of Christ in such a way that we are now much more informed. And as you said, it is too many avenues to take in knowledge and wisdom to nobody should be ignorant of the fact. And I also leave room, not that I'm anybody, but for people to say, hey, listen, I don't want anything to do with the day whatsoever. That's your prerogative. And I'm not knocking however you decide to deal with that. But the truth of the matter is you can't take a word and demonize the word because a group of people demonize the day. You know what I'm saying? Jeanette eloquently put it, it wasn't even called Halloween. It was Samhain. And it was different in different cultures. Then, of course, America – you know, we always adopt a lot of things. You know, we adopted Christmas from, I think it was Germany or somewhere.
Germany.
You know, but yeah, and so well, I shouldn't say Christmas. We adopted the whole Saint Nick and that type of thing. Christmas came from the Roman Catholics, and so again, there's nothing wrong in my estimation. People feel free to do what you want to do and do your own research, celebrate, don't celebrate. But in my estimation, there's nothing wrong with saying, hey, here's a spiritual
alternative to October 31st. We're going to be informative. We're going to educate. We're going to let you know what you should stay away from if this is a day you just want to participate in. And, hey, by the way, here's a safe environment for your kids to, you know, receive whatever. So you come and you receive, you know, these treats or whatever, but you receive something better than treats. You receive this information that, by the way, is going to extend far beyond October 31st, because on Christmas you won't find wrapped up under the tree a Ouija board or another demonic game that you had no idea opened portals to the demonic world.
Amen.
You see what I'm saying? And so, you know, that's my take on all of the pagan holidays. Like I said, I don't even refer to, you know, I refer to the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the celebration of resurrection of Jesus Christ. I refer to it as Resurrection Sunday. I don't call it Easter anymore because I understand where that word Easter came from and the demonic connotation that comes along with it. But is there something wrong with celebrating the fact that Jesus rose? It is not. In fact, we should celebrate it. And if you like, you can celebrate it more than just then. Same thing with the
Amen.
Birth of Jesus Christ. You can celebrate it whenever. You can make but to me, the best way to celebrate Christmas, whenever you decide to celebrate it, is to start off with, again, a service for Christ, because that's what the word means. So, hey, you can have a service in your own home. You can talk about how Jesus was born. You can help the world correct the nativity scene that you see everywhere where it shows the wise men, which we know the wise men were nowhere near the manger when Jesus was born because they were too far away. The wise men didn't show up till Jesus was close to 2 years old. Again, educate people on the truth of what's going on, and then let people make solid decisions for themselves, because other than that, then we fall into the same, we're guilty of the same pressure to cause other people to assimilate to what we're telling them to assimilate. No, give them the right information and let them make the decisions for themselves. I have every intention on celebrating December 25th, the birth of Jesus Christ. We're going to exchange gifts. I'm going to put up a Christmas tree on Thanksgiving. It's going to have light. Well, none of those things have anything. Those things in and of themselves are not inherently demonic. Some people don't play pool because they say people gamble over pool. Well, the pool table itself is not making anybody gamble. So therefore, it can't be inherently bad. It can't be inherently wrong. It's what people do that brings the wrong or the negativity or even the opportunity for open doors to demonic influence.
Okay.
So, yeah, I hope you don't feel bad, sis. Celebrate with your children and your grandchildren. Enjoy the birth, the day set aside to recognize the birth of Jesus Christ.
Oh, I still have my joy to the world on my wall.
Amen. You keep it up there. And most importantly, Jesus definitely would have wanted you to cook that good old Sunday meal that you make around the holidays.
Oh, okay.
Definitely got to continue to celebrate that. That is we got to keep that going. Amen.
Can I add another 2 cents, Brother Manny?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, it's what we do with these days. Because if that's the case, then we definitely should get rid of Thanksgiving.
Yeah, people say that. You know what they say about Thanksgiving. Like, I don't even want to, like, you know what they say happened to the Indians and stuff like that. Like,
Pilgrims,
I even thought about that.
Indians. No, you're right. What happened with the Pilgrims and the Indians. So, again, that's why it's best to give people knowledge and wisdom, and then let them make their an informed decision for themselves.
Yeah.
I'm done, Brother Manny.
Well, there you have it. I just wanted to make sure you were able to say everything you wanted to say. Let's give our listeners here a final thought. I'm going to go ahead and start with you, Jeanette.
I thank God for Blog Talk Radio, you know, God's word to man, and I'm so I thank God for this information that I received tonight, because I came on here prepared. You know, I had my own conversation, but I thank God that the bishop opened up about a lot of stuff in the holidays, and it really got me to thinking. And Emmanuel, I don't know if you remember last Christmas, or it was last Christmas or days before Christmas, that the Holy Spirit visited me, and God told me, he said, I'm not concerned with the holiday. I'm more concerned with what people know about me. You know, mm-hmm. I'm not concerned with the actual word. Because I kept mm-hmm. thinking about, because I do think about the Indians. I think about the hardships of people, and that bothers me because I'm an empath. So it bothers me. I'm like, we don't have a right to celebrate on the day that was so tragic for these people. Like, what are we doing? So, you know, as I sat in my front room and I was really thinking about the holidays, and I was pondering Christmas, because I believe it was right before Christmas, and the Holy Spirit, you know, God visited me and just told me, like, you are worrying about something that I'm not worried about. Mm-hmm. I'm worried about people knowing who I am.
Yeah.
And so, like the bishop said, it's important to get the right information out, the true information out, so that people can be informed, and then they can move forward with the information that they've been given. So I am definitely grateful for the information that I received on tonight, and I thank God for God's word to man.
Amen. Amen. I definitely am thankful for this time that we have spent together just having a discussion and dialoguing about information that is, guess what, folks, is out there. It's free. You don't have to pay for it. computers in your hand. All you have mm-hmm. to do is type in the words, and you can search for yourself. Whatever the holiday, whatever the event, whatever the situation, anything dealing with God's word, there's so much information out there, and it's free. And so I just encourage everyone to take advantage of it. And as always, if you have any questions or comments or even prayer requests, you can always visit us over at the Caring Church Memphis Facebook page, direct message us there, and or find me on God's Word Command on Facebook as well. As it pertains to Halloween, as I said, I, for one, you know, I don't celebrate Halloween. I don't engage in any activity pertaining to Halloween. It's just something that I've just learned how not to even look forward to, you know, as my sister and my brother has alluded, you know, our mother, she didn't believe in Halloween, and she taught us not to believe in Halloween, and so we didn't expect candy, and we didn't expect to dress up, and we didn't expect to go trick-or-treating or carve pumpkins. And so it's really a non-starter for me at the end of the day, but I still want people. I didn't know the information about the dressing up and the trick-or-treating. We were just always told it was a demonic day, and that's it. And when Mama said something, that was the end of it. But I'm glad I did my own research, and, you know, I found out about the role of the Catholic Church and how they adopted a lot of things, you know, from Halloween and its origins and the people behind Halloween and why we do certain things. And it's definitely encouraging me to do that for other holidays and other things that I celebrate and have made traditions in my own life. So I thank God for that. I thank God for each and every one of you that joined us today. I pray that God bless and keep and protect you and your families. Amen. Rev?
Amen. Amen. I can't, first of all, I am thankful to God for my sister and my brother that God has allowed us to be able to come together on this platform and on our platform on Thursdays. This is a blessing. I don't take it for granted, and I thank God for you guys and the input and the wisdom that you guys always have, no matter what we're talking about. And I just thank God that, you know, yes, people can go and Google and learn for themselves, and that's extremely important. But what's more important than that is asking God, seeking God's faith about anything we do. He said, in all thy ways, acknowledge me, and I'll direct your path. And so I don't think we should ever get caught up in anything to that extent that God is not receiving the glory. You know, and to me, when we're informing people, when we're telling people the truth, that's an avenue, an opportunity for God to get the glory. And so, I thank God we were able to talk about this tonight, and hopefully and prayerfully people will get to know what God desires for them in their heart and just embrace the goodness of that exists in the world today, because sometimes we can get so caught up in chasing evil until we forget to celebrate all that is good in the world. Listen,
amen.
I'm glad Jesus rose, but I'm equally as glad that he was born. And if I can take whatever day, every day, to celebrate that, I just don't mind doing it. And I think the thing behind it is just love. And to me, if we can learn how to love each other, the world would be a much, much, much better place. And so I love this idea of us not literally us, but people engaging with the truth so that we're not caught up in doctrines and theologies that were developed for denominations. And rather than us embracing a relationship one-on-one with Jesus Christ so that he can help us develop convictions where convictions need to be, but also give us space to celebrate where celebration needs to be. And so that's my last comment. And again, I thank God for the platform of God's Words to Man. I thank Brother Manny for allowing God to use him in that way. And,
amen.
You know, hey, listen, don't forget, in the midst of whatever you're doing, so does the caring church. Be blessed.
Everybody. Amen.
Real simple text. Oh.